This is Mark Steiner, and today is May the 6th, and welcome to this day in history.
And all week, the only thing people keep asking is, what are you going to say? Do you know what you're going to say? And as usual, I didn't plan anything, but I thought I'd say something brand new and just say, just so you know, we're ashamed the President of the United States is from Texas.
Now, country music stations are often hotbeds of deep patriotism. So when Natalie Maines of the country and western group The Dixie Chicks called out President George Bush on the immorality and illegality of Iraq War just 10 days before the invasion of Iraq, she received death threats and became a target of conservative America. Today, a Colorado radio station on this day in 2003 suspended two of its DJs for playing the Dixie Chicks music, beginning a cascade of radio stations that banned the Dixie Chicks music and set fire to their records on this day in 2003. Today in 1877 was packed with eventful moments in U.S. history, especially the world that affected the lives of Native peoples in our country. A little less than a year before this date, the Battle of Little Bighorn was fought, where Lakota, Arapaho, and Cheyenne warriors wiped out General Custer and the 7th Cavalry troops. Today in 1877, one of the key spiritual and war leaders of the Lakota, a man we called Crazy Horse, surrendered to the U.S. Army, while the other similar leader of similar regard and legend, Sitting Bull, was taking his people to flee to freedom in Canada. Little did Crazy Horse realize that he was being tricked into a fate that would ultimately lead to his death. HBCU students and the newly born Black Liberation Movement were at the forefront of opposing the Vietnam War. Today in 1967, 400 students at Cheney State College, now university, took over the administration building to protest the war and demand that the college support the black struggle and end their 19th century social moral code. A most remarkable and brilliant man was born today in 1812 of African parents who were Mandinkas. His name was Martin Delaney. Born in slavery but raised as a free person of color, he was accepted to Harvard Medical School even though he and the other two black students were banned after they arrived. Yet he continued to study medicine. During the cholera outbreak in Pittsburgh, when others fled, Martin Delaney stayed to tend the ill. He became the only black person to become a major in the Army during the Civil War. And he was a Reconstruction leader and continued to fight as a fighter for social justice until he died. He wrote two books that had an effect on his period of time. The Condition, Elevation, Emigration, Destiny of the Colored People of the United States, Politically Considered, was published in 1852, and it was considered the founding document of the black nationalist theory in our country, which called for African Americans to leave America to establish their own nation. And in 1859, he wrote a serial novel called Blake, or The Huts of America, as a response to Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin. He thanked her for exposing slavery to the white world, but thought her characters were too passive. Many thought Martin Delaney's novel gave a powerful, full description of slavery and resistance. And here's a song for your May the 6th. The great songwriter and producer Otis Blackwell passed away on this day from a heart attack. He was born in 1931 in Brooklyn, New York, and first experienced fame when he won Amateur Night at the Apollo Theater. He went on to write classic songs that have sold 185 million copies. We remember him today by listening to All Shook Up.
Stick with me, baby, 'cause I'm all shook up. My hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet.
To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hold me, baby, 'cause I'm all shook up. Please don't ask.